Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 17, 1812, a notice penned by Mr. W. Wilkins for the recapture of an enslaved woman appeared in the pages of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. This woman, of approximately 35 years old and 5 feet in height, went by the name of Mousie. On the night of February 18th of the same year, she made her escape from her master's property. A Mrs. T. O'Neill, who now resided in Bridgetown after relocating from Spikestone. Mousie was quite well known, both in the north and the south of the island. These connections certainly served her well, as she was still managing to evade capture almost a month after her disappearance. Aside from her husband Fabo, she was often spotted with various individuals whom she referred to as family. Many of these persons seemed to have some degree of social liberty and included a free black woman by the name of Miss Anne Rose, as well as Miss Rebecca Phillips, a mulatto woman who lived near to the Old and New Bridge in the city. Another known acquaintance of hers was Miss Charlotte Whittaker, who lived in the area of the Honorable John Beckles. As for her northern connections, she was acquainted with individuals at Cooper Hill Plantation and Holtown in St. James. According to the report, her popularity was linked to her practice of selling bread and pottery on behalf of her former owner. Perhaps the most beneficial connection of all was actually a biological one, that of her aunt Angelica. Living up to her name, Angelica ensured that her dear niece was always in supply of new sugar, molasses, and cane. Although she had seemingly won many hearts, Mousie's absence did not earn her any favor with the authorities. As such, any individual who was successful in returning Mousie to her master's home would receive a reward of $20. Any free person found to have aided or harbored the runaway could expect to be prosecuted. The determination to ascertain her recapture was underscored by one final instruction, this time to all commanders of sea vessels. These persons were strongly advised that any amongst them who facilitated her escape off the island would also feel the full brunt of the law. Taking into account her knack for establishing networks coupled with the considerable length of time that she had been absent, the likelihood for her escape by sea was not far-fetched. No doubt, her ability to evade capture was driven by her desire to not return to a life of bondage. The determination to resist the system of enslavement was made abundantly clear when a reward notice for the recapture of enslaved woman Mousie was published on this day, March 17, 1812.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.